up and it is no good. White uniforms, Nation across the front for the Stars. Laverne in the black uniforms trimmed in blue and white. Laverne moving from right to left as we see it, and they have the ball. Just underway here in the last game of our four games today. Sutton has it, right wing, feeds inside the Dial, who explodes baseline, off the block, rolls through. Cayman Dial. Trayton Harris coming down the near sideline, pulls it up between the circles, goes left side to Clark. Clark pulls up, long three, yes sir. Charles Clark, the first bank three from the deep left wing. In the backcourt, Sparks has it. He was a big spark last night. Sutton crossed the timeline and now coming near side, Sparks. Trapped in the corner, flips it back out front. Three ball, airboard, and through the net for Marquise Jones.
Kind of starting out like a shootout, doesn't it, Brian? Early?
5-3, and both of these games earlier this year were a shootout in the 70s and 80s. Underneath, Simpson missed. Rebound, Gooch, high off the glass. Dominique Gooch gets it to fall. 5-5, your score. Long pass up the floor. Dial has it. Down the sideline, stripped away, but out of bounds off of Brandon.
I see that Coach Dawson has his own defensive strategy.
Stand in the way?
No, the pink tie.
Oh. It's a pink shirt, too, by the way.
Oh, is it?
And a pink handkerchief.
Yeah. Well, I guess I may be cancer thing. We need to be nice. That may be something about that.
He said up here that he wore it just for me. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Ball rolling around and finally picked up here by the Siegel Stars. Turnover Laverne. Down low, Brandon. Pull-up jumper from eight. Yes. Banked it in. Robert Brandon. 7-5, Siegel. Sutton in the backcort. Gives it up to his running mate, Johns.
That's a good cause. I just didn't see any other pink tennis shoes on any of the guys, so.
No. Sutton drives, kicks it back out in the corner. Sparks looks it over, tries to drive baseline near side. Nothing there, so just pulls up to shoot. This one off the near side of the rim. Rebound pulled off. Brandon has it down the far sideline. Behind the back dribble. Glides in the lane and goes up. Flips it up there. No good. Rebound. Dial had it. Simpson took it away. And a jump ball is the call. So it will be Laverne basketball. You're not going to outdress these two coaches, I don't think.
No, I'm telling you.
Both of them look like they're ready to go to church. Burton checked in. Aiden Burton for the Siegel Stars. Three ball, right side. It's Dial. They're going to count it as a two. 7-7. Clark, near side, three ball, oh my. Charles Clark, another first bank three. This one from the right side. Ball rolling around, Sutton gets free, explodes in there left side and scores. Charles Sutton with his first basket. And a 30-second timeout here for us with Siegel leading Laverne 10-9. John Dinkins has a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaughn.
Instead of waiting months for a single offer with the Bob Parks auction, you'll have multiple offers in a matter of weeks. Call Stan Vaughn or Bob Bug today at 896-4600 to find out if you have property that is suitable for auction. Call Bob or Stan at 896-4600 for a complete consultation and property review. Put the power of Bob Parks auction behind your property sale. Find out more online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
John, Riverdale will take on Oakland Monday night in the District 7 AAA Championship game about 7:30. Smyrna Blackman in the girls' game, the consolation game, all of that on Monday. And another note, MTSU in winning today over FAU, 24 wins. That's a new school record for wins.
Oh, that's unbelievable. What a great year they've had.
They had a tremendous year, and it's not over yet. Charles Clark, left side. How about another three? Why not? Falling in like raindrops for Charles Clark.
They need a fireman. He's on fire.
Johns to Dial. Dial tries to dial in a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound Sparks in the corner. Sutton underneath. He's got it and is fouled. Sutton going to the foul line. Foul is on Trayton Harris, his first, game's first, team's first, obviously, as well. Sutton going to try to draw his team within one here. Toes the line, a big deep breath. Three dribbles, a spin in the left hand, shot it and missed it. Rebound Gooch for the Stars. Gooch, long pass up, finds Clark, he's hot, and this one off the front of the rim. Harris with the rebound going up, he is going to be fouled. Or is he? Over the back foul. Nope. It's not. It's on Mason. Alfred Mason, who checked in. He snuck in on me. Didn't know they had a 24 out there. Harris at the charity stripe. First one's good. Siegel lead is three. Could be four if Trayton connects here. This one crawls, bounces three times, and falls.
These two teams split in the regular season, and something's got to give tonight, doesn't it?
Yes, the most recent meeting won by Laverne at Laverne. Johns across the timeline to Sutton, trapped, gets it out to Dial, then Dial lost it. Now Mason steals it away, and Dial lays it in. Dial with six, 15-13 Stars. And Brandon lost the ball, turnover Siegel. Back-to-back turnovers for the Stars. Driving through, great pass. And Sutton missed the shot, got his own rebound and put back, however, after a great pass from Johns. Tied at 15 now. Gooch walks it down. Like that Jones, who's in the game now. Ryan Jones, 5'5", sophomore. In the game, has it right wing. Tries to explode. Baseline, now keeps his dribble. Glides in there, rolls around the rim and through.
Good move.
Jones.
Didn't give up on it.
Sutton, outlet pass to Mason, has it stolen away. Trayton Harris, pass in the corner to Gooch for three. It's short, partially blocked, I think. Underneath the basket. Timeout called by Laverne, so Laverne keeps the possession and a 30-second break for us, and we'll be right back. 17-15 Siegel.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots, Good Food and Fun Restaurant. Come on down and try what put us on the map. That's right, buffalo wings. We're serving eight different flavors now of buffalo wings, and you can get that on our boneless buffalo chicken fingers as well. Be sure and visit one of our three Rutherford County locations at 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, at 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area, and the old standby, 860 Northwest Broad Street, going on 27 years in business.
Good food and fun.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
3:04 left in the first, 17-15 Siegel. Laverne has the ball. Mason in the backcourt, got to get rid of it. And does to Johns, up the floor to Sparks. Sparks foul line, feeds down low. Going up high off the glass is Mike Steele. And he got the basket. Trayton Harris back out to Jones. Now baseline. Jumper up from about 10. No good by Brandon. Rebound. Mason for Laverne. Tied at 17. Laverne up the floor. Sparks glides in. Baseline free. And he gets the basket. Sparks. Laverne leads by two. Harris penetrates, glides in there, lost the ball. Going to be picked up by Johns. Johns down the floor, stops. And now they're going to call a foul on Clark. And they're going to say two shots. Don't know. I think that ball was loose at that point.
I do too. I'm not sure that he actually got any arm. I think he may have gotten all the ball.
Clark with the rebound. Johns at the charity stripe. I said with the rebound, it was with the foul. Johns hit the first, he'll have another. 3-point lead for Laverne. Could be four. Could be the biggest margin thus far. John's second one is good as well. Marquise Johns with 5 points. Aiden Burton in the game. Gets it down low. Tries to give it up to Clark. Damian Clark. They're going to say it's out of bounds. Now they're going to conference about it. It's going to be Laverne basketball. He's off of Siegel. ...21-17. Been kind of a drought for Siegel the last couple of trips. Harris in the backcourt has Johns trapped, and now up the floor to Dial. Dial driving in and out of traffic, lost the ball, but off of the toe of Aiden Burton.
Well, Dial was lucky there. He just lost control of it, and it just happened to go off Burton's foot.
Johns to toss in, finds Mason. Mason flips it back out front to Sparks, where they start. Chris Chambers' squad, his second year as the head man at Laverne in the championship game. This is actually a matchup of last year's District 7 AAA championship. Mason drives, now left wing just inside the arc, has to give it up. Siegel playing pretty stingy now. A three ball. Johns off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped up, controlled by Gooch. To Clark. Charles in the corner to Burton. Looks over the three, doesn't take it, but glides in from the right block, missed the shot. Rebound rolling around on the floor. Gooch has it. There's a pile up. Finally, they call jump ball. It's going to be Siegel ball on the alternate possession. Burton. No, he stays in. I thought he may be going out. Sutton back in the game. Thought I heard a whistle. Harris on the inbounds. Foul line. Glides in there. The two-footer off the glass. Tipped up. It won't go. Saved by Sutton. Touched by Burton. And now out of bounds. Off of Johns. Great move there by Aiden Burton.
Sure was. He got off his feet and just flew into the scorer's desk and saved that ball.
Robert Brandon to toss it in. Trayton Harris turns and spins, top of the key, now dishes back out. Clark, the three, Damian Clark missed it. Out of bounds off of Laverne. Laverne has been stuck on 17 for quite some time.
Siegel, yes.
Siegel, I'm sorry. We were tied at 17 at one point, and they had a lead with 17-15. Brandon. Got to get rid of it. Long baseball pass in to Burton. Burton hit. No call. Snagged as he went by. No call. Now Harris, the three. Up no good. Rebound, Brandon. Off the glass, high. Yes, Robert Brandon. 4 points for him. 2-point Laverne lead with 30 seconds in the first quarter. Long pass up. Reese. Jumper from five. No good. Rebound deep. Harris saves it. Down to Brandon. Layup good. Robert Brandon with six, and we're tied at 21 again. Sutton going to walk it down. His long locks blowing in the wind. Gets it back. Right side with 1 second. Three ball. Yes. Johns nails the first bank three at the horn. 24-21 Laverne as we go to the second quarter here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, InterSource.
InterSource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
Coming up at the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Live Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more.
Laverne basketball trailing by three as we start the second quarter of play here on WGNS. Sutton is going to be fouled, or he's not fouled. The foul over in the corner is on Gooch. It's going to be out of bounds for Laverne. Jarrell Horner in the game. Now he flips one up there. Three ball. Jarrell Horner. 27-21. Laverne leads by six after we were tied at 21. Brandon. That three at the horn sure was a big one. Brandon works between the rings. Left to right as we see it here. Top of the key, the three, rip. Charles Clark, his fourth first bank three of the night. We're seeing a shooting clinic here tonight, friends. Horner trapped, gives it up. Here come the Stars. Clark to Gooch. Gooch running the floor, layup good. Dominique Gooch with four. Cuts the six-point lead in two possessions. To a one-point lead. Now ball stolen away again. Sutton has his pocket picked, and Harris, right wing, glides in there from the block. He's hacked. He's fouled. He's going to the line for two.
Four turnovers for Laverne, three for Siegel, and those last two have hurt for Laverne.
Foul is on Horner, his first. Trayton Harris at the line. Shot it. Got it. We're tied. All of Trayton's points have been at the charity stripe tonight thus far. 27-27. He's got another one. This one is, yeah, it's good. Hung around there for a minute. Whistle to let Jones come in. Harris goes out to take a break.
That's what I call top-notch play-by-play right there.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it kind of hung up there. Give me a break.
Oh, it's late. I'm sorry.
Well, it's really not. It's only 8 o'clock, but we've been at it for a while. Sutton in the corner. Three ball put up. No good by Sparks. Rebound. There's about 15 whistles. Sutton and Charles Clark got tied up, and Sutton going to pick up the foul. Jones brings it down. Jones down the near sideline. Now takes it between the rings. Going to come here near side to the wing spot. Now to Charles Clark. Clark one dribble back over to Jones. Looking inside. Nothing there. Works off a pick now. Bounce pass to Simpson. Goes up. Blocked. Rebound Burton. Swish. Aiden Burton. His first basket of the night. Siegel leads by three now. 30-27, 5:54 and counting here in the first half of play. Sparks to Sutton in the corner. Three is up. The three is good. Johns with the first bank three. First bank has been getting a lot of threes tonight.
They sure have.
There have been a lot of three-pointers in this game and in the other games too.
Four by both teams.
Jones drives, has his shot partially blocked. Loose ball picked up by Laverne. Burton tips this one, saves it. Dial has it now. Dial down low to Sutton. Back out to Dial. Three is banked in. How about that? Kamen Dial, the banked in first bank three. Three on the other end by Brandon off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Laverne has it. Pass over to Sutton. Sutton up the floor to Sparks. Sparks foul line. Glides in, leans in. Count the basket. And there is a foul. I believe it's Jones. It is his first. And going to the charity stripe, DeLorean Sparks. Well, he was quite the spark last night in the game versus Riverdale in their 55-39 win over the Warriors. Old-fashioned three-point attempt here by Sparks, and it's no good. Crawls across, would not fall. Brandon with the rebound. Five-point lead for Laverne. Well, this game has had some weird swings in it. Brandon drives the lane, gives it up. Clark goes up. I believe that's Damian Clark. It is, and he's going to the foul line. One team gets up by 4 or 5. The other team comes back, goes up by 4 or 5. And these are quick swings, too.
Yeah, very, very quick and streaky.
Damian Clark for 2. Sparks with the foul, by the way, for Laverne. First one is up by Damian, and it's good. Becomes the 7th Siegel Star to score. Burton back in the game for the Stars. Clark, second one good. 3-point Laverne lead. Mason threw it away. Trayton Harris explodes baseline, far side. He's going to be hacked and fouled. And 2 shots coming up for Trayton Harris. Foul is on Sparks, so he's picked up back-to-back fouls. And Sutton going to come back in for him. Trayton Harris, 4 points at the foul line. Not going to make it 5 just yet. He'll have another attempt, however. It's up and a little short. Rebound. Brandon has it. Fadeaway jumper. He banked this one in from about 6 feet.
And he was the only one there in the lane for Siegel. Only one that was lined up in the foul shot.
He's so quick. 1-point Laverne lead. Mason in the corner. Gives it up to Dial. Glides in there. And an offensive foul is the call from the official that was near midcourt, Kamen Dial. I think the thing that made that an offensive foul, John, is that he kind of leaned in and used a little elbow.
Yep.
4 minutes, 12 seconds, and rolling here in the first half. Siegel trails by 1 to Laverne. Laverne leads by 1, however you'd like to look at it. Harris, the pass to Damian Clark, and he throws it to Sutton. Wrong team. Turnover. Down the floor. In the lane. Johns missed the shot, and then a foul on the rebound on Sutton. That's Charles Sutton's 2nd foul. After a first quarter that only saw 2 fouls, we have really seen a lot here in the 2nd quarter.
Well, this Robert Brandon is going to the free throw line, and again, that lead that was 5 for Laverne has crumbled to 1.
Well, Brandon could tie it up again with this one. Shot it and missed it. Doesn't get the 2nd one. He's 1-1. Sutton over to Mason. Mason threads the needle down low. Shot off the left block by Reese.
Great pass by Mason. Good look.
Long pass up. Harris penetrates from the block. Gives it out to Gooch. Drives right side. Now back to Harris. Underneath. No look pass to Clark. And they're going to say jump ball. Siegel basketball. Interior passing with Laverne is very difficult to do.
Yeah, they're very quick. Same can be said really for Siegel. But
right.
Laverne's really done a good job of getting it down the floor in a hurry.
Brandon to Gooch. Back in over to Brandon. He's at the right wing spot. Pulls up for 3. It's online, but a little short. Rebound Sutton has it. Going to bring it down himself. No, gives it up to Mason. He crosses the timeline now. Fakes. Passes right. And how about a stuff shot by Kamen Dial?
Well, Mason made that happen. He looked one way and passed it the other side.
39-34 Wolverines. Harris, the pick set. Glides in to Burton. Looks over the 3, doesn't take it. Now the baseline jumper, swish. Aiden Burton. 2nd basket of the night. 3-point lead for the Wolverines. Mason make that Sutton down low. Kamen Dial, the reverse lay-in. Went from the right to the left. He's got 13. Tough cookie, that Kamen Dial. Harris for three. No good. Rebound. It's off the backboard. Should have been out of bounds. They didn't call it. Harris is going to save it. Gooch. And now he's fouled by Sutton. And that's three on Sutton. So Coach Chris Chambers is going to have to go down the bench. Steele's going to come in. And also Sparks is coming in. Sutton goes out. Somebody else was out as well. Didn't see who that was. Gooch at the line. Two dribbles, a spin of the basketball in the left palm. This one's good. Dominique with five. He'll have another. Two dribbles, a spin of the basketball in the left palm. This one is up and no good. Saved barely by Sparks. His momentum almost carried him out of bounds. Johns crosses the timeline. Mason left side. The three, yes. First bank three. Alfred Mason. Harris, foul line, flips it out. Now in the corner, Charles Clark. Can he answer? No. Off the side of the rim. Rebound, it will be. Well, he said black and pointed toward white. So whose ball? Laverne's basketball, I think.
Yeah, it is, but he did say that. Did point the other way.
With a minute 50 to go here in the first half of play, Laverne 44, Siegel 37. Mason for three again. Oh, my! Alfred Mason, the first bank three.
With his passing and shooting, he's really played well.
Clark saves it. Gooch for three. They need it and don't get it. Rebound, Wolverines. Steele. In the backcourt, Sparks. Now up the floor, Mason has it. Looking low, passes it out of bounds. Charles Clark and Steele got tied up there.
I think that made the pass where he couldn't catch it. There's Charles Clark is limping over there, and Johns is limping. He comes off the bench, goes to the bench.
Burton came back in the game for the Stars, who now suddenly trail by 10. A minute 16 to go in the first half of play. Jones works off a pick, comes here right wing. Charles Clark, top of the key, glides in there, flips one up there, no foul. And now there's going to be a foul on Siegel called. Things not going well for the Stars. And that's on Robert Brandon, his first. Mason tosses in to Dial. Mason still in the backcourt. Sparks down the right sideline. Up the floor, Horner has it, who just came in. Going underneath, trying to go in, Mike Steele, and he's going to be fouled. Foul is on Aiden Burton, his first. At the line to try to extend this 10-point lead is Mike Steele. Senior rattles, falls off the near side. He'll have another. 54.6 seconds to go in the first half. 47-37. Make it 48-37 as Steele hits the second toss. Jones up the floor, across the timeline, and now the pick set from Burton. Jones at the wing. Now explodes. Goes in baseline, flips one up, off the rim, no good. Tip up, won't go. And there's a foul. It's on Laverne. It's on DeLorean Sparks, and that's his third. And John Sutton and Sparks both with three fouls, and that could loom large the longer this game goes.
Yeah, and Johns is coming in for him, and he's limping rather noticeably. So a little bit thin at the guard, but Alfred Mason has done such a good job. He stayed in here in this second quarter, put in 6 points, and has made some good passes.
Toss will not fall. Suddenly, the Stars are ice cold. An 11-point lead, and Laverne has the ball. Johns, 30 seconds. In the corner, Horner for three, no good. Brandon on the run in transition. Brandon turns and spins in the lane. Layup from the right side, good. That's what the doctor ordered for the Stars. Brandon with 10 points. Horner going to be pushed.
Good defense by Siegel created that basket. Kind of got them off the snide a little bit. 48-40, 8-point lead. And Laverne struggling a little at the free throw line, only 3 of 6.
Horner going to step in. Jarrell Horner, sophomore. Three dribbles, spin in the left palm. One more dribble for good luck. Gets up and good. He'll have another one. Horner with 4 points, a three-pointer, and now a free throw. Lead back at 10. Could be 11 if he hits this one. Shot it. Got it. 13 seconds, and Brandon up the floor with 10 with 9. Gives it up to Jones with 8 with 7. Jones glides in the lane and going to be fouled with 4.6. Foul is on Steele. Siegel has gone to the foul line too and kind of struggled a little bit.
Yeah, they have lately, yes. They hit their first six and then only one of five in the last.
Now make it one of seven or one of six. Jones misses this free throw. It's an 11-point lead. Laverne has scored 50 points in this first half. Siegel looking for at least 40. Shot it. Got it. Jones with three. Inbounds with three with two. And broken up by Joyner. Good job there coming from behind by Michael Joyner, who just checked in for Siegel to knock it away. Otherwise, there was going to be a pretty decent look at a three there by Laverne. And as we go to the halftime here on State Farm Prep Basketball, your score, Laverne 50, Siegel 40. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. Following the tweets online. Got a lot of folks listening in on the TSSAA network. Oakland High School has been providing live video feed and using the audio here from the radio station and posting that online, and got that live stream going. I want to say hello to Tom, who's listening in. Someone wants to know, is Ben Dotson really wearing a pink shirt? And the answer to that is yes. Not only a pink shirt, but a pink tie and a pink hanky.
Yeah.
Right now, 50-40. Laverne leading, John, and it's been a very, very, very streaky game.
Well, it has, but the shooting has been phenomenal, and you're not going to believe the stats on Laverne. 68% in that first half.
You're kidding me.
19 of 28.
That shocks me a little bit. You know, in the flow of a game, I guess they were hitting them a lot in streaks.
Well, I'll tell you another surprising stat is the fact that Laverne has only 6 turnovers. Siegel has only 4. With the pace that they're playing, that's unbelievable. I mean, I've just about given all the team stats. So I don't have to do any more.
Well, I guess you have. Why don't you give the rest of them?
Siegel out-rebounded them 12-9. 46% for Siegel shooting, 13 of 28. 4 first bank threes. Laverne has 7 first bank threes. 11 for the game by both of these two teams. So they're gunning, they're running and gunning right now. 5 of 8 shooting from the free throw line for Laverne, 63%. Siegel 8 of 14, 57%. And again, we mentioned the turnovers. Laverne has 6, Siegel with 4. The one stat that's not in mine but is in yours are the foul situations for Laverne. And they've got some questions going on there. I think Sutton's got 3 and maybe Sparks has 3.
Yep, 3 apiece for them. And that, you know, John, that could come up here pretty big, but the bench has played well. You mentioned Alfred Mason, Mike Steele, Jarrell Horner. They've all come in and played really well for the Wolverines.
Yeah, they have. Alfred Mason has been really good. I mean, he has made 2 or 3 really good passes, a couple of no-look passes, hit a couple of big threes that kind of really put the Stars in a hole when it was just like nip and tuck there for a while, and then he kind of had a little spark, and they hit 2 threes. They had, in one part of the second quarter, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 7 out of 8 shots, and 3 of them were threes. So there you go.
Well, let me give you the shooting.
Can they shoot 68% in the second half? I doubtful. But
well, it's given them a 10-pointer, second straight trip to the District 7 AAA title game. Siegel has been there 1, 2, 3, the last 4 years, and they're looking for their 7th trip to the title game, John, since 2005. It's a pretty good streak, 7 years since 2005. So we'll see if that continues here tonight. Shooting, all of these stats from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. Trayton Harris with 4 points. Aiden Burton with the same, 4 points. 2 points for Damian Clark. Robert Brandon with 10. Charles Clark with 12. Dominique Gooch with 5. And Ryan Jones with 3. For Laverne, Kamen Dial with 13. 11 points for Marquise Johns. 6 points for Charles Sutton. 4 for DeLorean Sparks. Isaiah Reese with 2. Alfred Mason with 6. It's Mike Steele with 3. And Jarrell Horner with 5. We mentioned the foul trouble. Sutton and Sparks both with 3 fouls. Monday night, we will be on the air with the girls' consolation game, Smyrna versus Blackman. The winner will take 3rd. The loser will be 4th. Both of those teams know that they'll travel in the first round of the region tournament. The championship game will pit Riverdale versus Oakland. And Blackman, of course, won the championship title last year in the district. So we'll have a new district champion, at least in the tournament. Riverdale versus Oakland. Oakland making their first appearance in the title game since 2002. On Tuesday night in boys, the Smyrna boys awaiting the loser of this game, Siegel Laverne. They'll play at 6, and Blackman in the championship game after, with 0.5 seconds left on the clock, Damian Sales hit 1 of 2 free throws to give them a 45-44 win over Smyrna. Blackman will play the winner of this Siegel Laverne game. And we'll settle all of that when we come back here on State Farm Prep Basketball. The second half of action straight ahead after this.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
Little Caesar Man, he dances like no one can. Little Caesar Man, how low can you go?
How low can we go? Try a large one-topping pizza for the low, low price of $5. That's a large one-topping pizza for just $5. Get dinner at Little Caesars and you'll never be in limbo again.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and on Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car? You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
The time is now. Bob Parts Auction. The time is now.
March 3rd auction, that is a Saturday at 10 a.m. at 2926 Settlers Road in Murfreesboro. A nice three-bedroom home, a truck, coins, tools, and collectibles will all be auctioned off. That's Saturday, March 3rd in Murfreesboro at 2926 Settlers Road.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at SteveMartinConstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at SteveMartinConstruction.com.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Kamen Dial hits a jumper from the left side to get us started here in the third quarter of play. Laverne up by 12, and now Laverne has stolen the ball. Sutton down the floor, bounce pass over, layup is good by Isaiah Reese. Lineup for Siegel, Brandon Harris, Gooch, Simpson, and Clark, Charles Clark. It's Sutton. Sparks driving the lane. Harris misses the shot. And jump ball or a foul? Foul on Gooch. Reese Johns, Sparks, Sutton, and Dial for Laverne. Foul there on Dominique Gooch. Those starting lineups from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. 14-point lead, and that's as large as it's been. Tough start here to the second half for the Siegel Stars.
Well, they continue their hot shooting, 2 of 2, as they open the third quarter here.
Played 1 minute here in this third period. Near side, Johns has it from the wing spot. Bounce pass over to Dial. Turns and spins, tries to go baseline, and he stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Laverne. Siegel got to find somebody to spark them here, John, don't they?
Yeah, they really do, and everybody's kind of gone cold at the same time.
Harris inside to Brandon. Fadeaway jumper, yes. Count that, about 6 foot.
He's a good one to start it.
He's got 12 points. And he and Charles Clark lead the scoring. Sutton drives and has it blocked by Gooch. Make that Tay Martin, who's just into the game. 23, Tay Martin, the junior. Harris glides in there off the right block, has it blocked by Sparks. Laverne in the backcourt. To the front court with Sutton. Drives. Now the three ball. Right side. Dings off the front of the rim by Johns. Rebound, Brandon. Brandon, the outlet pass up the floor. Finds Gooch. Turn, spins. Now to Charles Clark. Cut off there by Dial. Harris gets a pick. Goes right side. Nothing there. Charles Clark for three. This one's short. Rebound. Tay Martin goes up. Forces it up there. No good. Underneath Brandon, the reverse. He's fouled. And the foul is on Isaiah Reese. His first. First in the second half on the Wolverines. And two shots coming up here for Robert Brandon. Bend to the knee. Shot it and got it. 13 for Brandon. Mason back in. Sutton going out. At the line, Brandon. Second one is up, and this toss is no good. Crawled around the rim and fell off. An 11-point lead for Laverne. Sparks now right wing, Mason. He's been a spark, top of the key, the two, rims out. Rebound, Laverne. Sparks glides in the lane, bounces twice, won't fall. Rebound, tipped up. Charles Clark comes away with it. Siegel running. Clark stops from the left elbow, swish. Charles Clark, 14 points and a timeout stars. A 30-second break, John, for the final word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Don't got settle.
It? Yeah, I got it. You're flipping things everywhere.
Whoa. Well, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction Company team of Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County like the back of their hand and are your neighbors down the street. Trust the professional auction team of Bobby Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Monday night, we will be on the air at 5:45 with the pregame, girls championship at consolation, boys on Tuesday night, and then the region tournament starts. One game, we'll have one game on the air for you because they play at the higher seeds. And so we'll pick a game and do the broadcast. That'll be girls Friday and boys Saturday, I think. They may change that up a little bit, but I think that's generally what they'll do, and that's all coming up next week. Foul line, Steele drives in there, kicks it back out. Mason's three off the back of the rim. Laverne suddenly a little cool from the field, and it's going to be off of Trayton Harris and out of bounds. Harris doesn't agree.
Well, it's Laverne's ball movement. They're not moving the ball like they did in the first half, and those three-point looks are not as good as they were in the first.
Dial glides in there, and Dial's going to be fouled, going to the rack by Trayton Harris, I think. Nope. Tay Martin. Dial at the foul line, missed it. He leads both teams in scoring with 15. Clark and Martin are out for the Siegel Stars. Second toss is up, and this one is good by Kamen Dial. 16 points for Dial. Back at 10 is the lead. The three ball is up, and count it. Charles Clark nailed a big first bank three. He's got 17. That is his fifth three-pointer tonight. Sparks lost the ball, out of bounds. Turnover, Wolverines. Is this the start of that Siegel run we've been expecting to see? You know, all these teams have a run left in them, or two.
Well, they've already cut a 14-point lead in half, so.
Harris drives in there, nothing there. Turning and spinning as Gooch goes baseline. Floater won't go, tip up, this won't fall. And rebound, Dial has it, lost it out of bounds. Tried to flip it over to Mason. Now Mason and Kamen Dial having a bit of a discussion downstairs. 9 points, or nine turnovers, rather, I'm sorry, for the Wolverines. Inbounds is triggered. Now Siegel has turned it over. Mason coming over here near side, driving the lane. Shot up by Reese, no good. Rebound. Siegel and a foul on Mike Steele.
Siegel doing a much better job on the boards here in this quarter as well, and Laverne only getting one shot.
Gave you some scores earlier. Lawrence County girls defeated Lincoln County. Lawrence County boys defeated Lincoln County, and the Franklin County girls beat Shelbyville in 8AAA. Need to see if I can find that last score for you. Try to do that when I have a moment. Brandon for three, left wing, this one short. Saved or not? No. So it will be Laverne basketball. Those are the teams that we'll be facing in the region. I can tell you that last boys game, Columbia and Tullahoma. Laverne gets the ball down. Sutton to Mason. Threw it away. Through the hands of Johns. And Dial going to come back in. Neither team has really kind of gotten in sync here, John. It's, I guess, maybe Siegel a bit more than Laverne.
Yes, Laverne's really struggled after they hit those first two baskets. That's all they've had.
Harris drives in. Now Brandon spots for the long two. It is no good. Rebound tipped up. Tipped up again. Damian Clark brings it in to Charles Clark. Drives. He's going to be hacked and fouled. Send him to the charity stripe. As a matter of fact, I do have that score, by the way. Tullahoma, 66. Columbia, 58. So Tullahoma beat Columbia. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Toss is good by Clark. 18 points. Could have 19 if he hits this one. And cut the lead that was 14 to 5, and he doesn't. Remains 6. Crawled over the rim, wouldn't fall. Mason down the near sideline in the backcourt to Sutton. Crosses the timeline now. 3:22 left in the third. 55-49 Laverne. Sutton calls the play. Laverne suddenly slowing things down a bit. Sutton explodes, drives in there, right side. Tipped up after it missed and it wouldn't go. Timeout Siegel. It's going to be a 30-second break for us. Siegel Stars have possession. And they trail 55-49 with 3:05 to go on State Farm Prep Basketball here in the third quarter.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford Countyans since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
I'm Brian Barrett. He's John Dinkins. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball District Tournament Action. Fourth game of four here for you coming up afterward. After we're done, we'll have the tape delay broadcast of both the Lady Raiders and Raiders versus FAU, both winners today. Clark, Damian Clark into Gooch. He uses the glass, and it's good from the near side. Dominique Gooch, 55-51. Siegel has cut into that 14-point lead and only trailed by four. Got us a new ball game here now, friends. Sutton lost it, tipped out of bounds by Gooch. It will be Sutton to inbound, triggering it in from the near sideline in the front court. Mason to Sutton. Top of the key, now back to Mason for three. They need it and don't get it. Rebound. It's Harris, and he is hacked. Sparks with the foul, and that's his fourth. So he's coming out, and John's going to come back in. That has plagued DeLorean Sparks tonight, the foul trouble. He was really a key factor in the win last night over Riverdale. Not so much so tonight with all the foul trouble. Harris tries to go to the block, nothing there. Now passes back out front. Siegel resets with Charles Clark working between the rings. Now near side to Harris. Moving right to left are the Stars. Harris feeds down low. Gooch high up the glass. No good. Harris with the rebound. Glides in. Tries to use the glass this time. No good. Rebound. Brandon has it. Robert flips it out. Three by Harris. No good. Rebound Sutton. And now a foul called on Dominique Gooch. I believe. Nope. They're going to call it on Brandon. It's his second.
Mason comes out, and Mason, who was hot in that first half, hasn't been able to buy one here in the third quarter. They have missed their last eight shots.
Damian Clark goes out for the Stars. Tay Martin comes in for Siegel. Ball tipped up and out of bounds off of Laverne. They've had the turnover bug here too, John.
Yeah, it's picked up too. They now have 11 and five of those in this quarter alone. They only had six for the whole first half.
It was 50-40. Laverne at the half. They got up by 14, and since then it's been all Siegel. Tay Martin going to explode. Pull-up jumper off the glass. Tay Martin.
Well, that's a super move. A little bit of a fadeaway there on that jump shot.
The lead for Laverne is two with a minute 10 left in the third. The winner faces Blackman in the District 7 AAA championship game. The loser will take on Smyrna. Sutton, bounce pass back out front, finds Johns. Back over in the corner to Horner. Pull up jumper, this one no good, but there's a foul on Tay Martin. Two shots. Second foul on Tay.
5 points have been scored by Laverne here in this third quarter, and 13 by the Siegel Stars.
At the foul line, Horner, sophomore, toes the line. This one up and good. Horner with 6 points, 3 points for Steele. Mason with six off the bench, the scoring for the Wolverines. Martin goes out. Gooch comes back in for Siegel. 4-point lead for Laverne. Could be five if he hits this one. It's up and no good. Rebound tipped. Brandon comes away with it. Robert Brandon down the floor, across the timeline, to the foul line. Glides in there, off the right block, no good. Rebound put back by Damian Clark, no good. Tip up by Gooch, no good. Rebound, Kamen Dial. Several misses in there by the Siegel Stars. Sutton down the floor, far wing, and he's going to be tripped and fouled by one of three Stars. It'll be out of bounds.
I don't know. I can't get it. I don't understand. It seems like Laverne's not playing with the same intensity. And Siegel came out a little flat at the beginning of the third quarter. Then they just got a spark and got going.
Said the foul was on 25. It was on Burton. Driving in. Shot up. No good by Horner. I had Burton with 35, so he's changed numbers. 16 seconds. Burton has it. Drives. There's a whistle. It's going to be out of bounds. The foul on Horner. That is not Burton's normal number. Got a different jersey on tonight. Clark comes in. Clark has it. Way out there. The long three. Bounces once. Won't go. Rebound tipped up and cradled in by Reese. Down the floor. Sutton with four with three. Bounce pass. Pull-up jumper is good by Johns at the horn. Your scores, we go to the fourth, 58-53 Laverne here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Tired of little Johnny always talking about how cool everyone else's dad is? Want to go from zero to hero in your house? Then get Google TV. Turn your TV into a web browsing, social media, and search engine machine. Don't care what they think? Good for you. Then get yourself a home theater system with a TV the size of a drive-in movie theater. Just in time for the big game. But if you want to get any of this, you got to go to the source.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. Foul line jumper by Harris to start the fourth. It's no good. The rebound, the jump ball. It's going to be Laverne's ball on the alternate possession.
Well, that was a great play by Kamen Dowell, and what he did was he just tipped it out because he couldn't get to it, but he kept Siegel from getting it, who have been dominating the boards. They've out-rebounded Laverne 30-18 in this game.
Five-point lead for Laverne. It was as much as 14 to start the third quarter. Sutton lost the ball almost. Regains control. Pretty good move there by Chucky Sutton. Drives in the lane. He does lose it this time. Harris flips it out to Robert Brandon. Brandon's got the numbers. No look pass behind the back over to Clark. He scores. Charles Clark, 20 points.
12 turnovers for Laverne.
3-point lead for the Wolverines. Johns. Ball tipped. Clark trying to run it down. Sutton does. Now back up to Johns. Johns out to Mason for three from the left wing. No good. He's cooled off considerably here. And a foul called on the Stars. And it's on Brandon. That's Laverne. Three on Brandon, John.
Yeah, Laverne got a break there. Wide open three. They didn't get it, but they get the ball back. Clinging to a three-point lead.
Brandon comes out with three fouls. Damian Clark comes in. Underneath, Mike Steele going up. Now Damian Clark fouls. Steele got free.
What Laverne did in the first half, they went down low. They went inside a lot. And what it did was it created the openings in the outside for Johns and Sparks and Mason. They have not done so as much here in the second half. They did that time.
Steele bounces it high off the back of the rim, and then it falls through. 44 has a field goal and two free throws in the game. He'll have another. The lead is four. Could be five if he hits this one. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Gooch has it for the Stars. Up to Harris, left wing. Harris glides in. Now Burton. He's open for three. He's deadly from there. Misses this one. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Laverne basketball. Pretty good look there by Aiden Burton, but couldn't get it to fall. 6:44 and counting down here in this final game of the semifinals here in District 7 AAA tournament action. Driving the lane, Johns missed it. Rebound put back up. Steele is going to be hacked and fouled. The foul is on the Stars. Number 10, Clark. That is his second foul. Mike Steele at the charity stripe. One dribble. Now two more after spinning the ball in the left palm. This one is good. Steele with five. The lead is five for Laverne. Shot it. Got it. Lead is 6 for Laverne. 6.5 to play. Harris now in the deep corner. 3 ball. Oh, my. Charles Clark is on fire. 23 points for Charles Clark tonight.
Those aren't just medium range threes. They're huge, deep ones.
And he's got 6 of them. Lead is 3 for the Wolverines. The ball goes out of bounds. Trying to get down low to steal and threw it away. Lots of subs in for both teams here. Harris to Charles Clark. He hasn't missed many tonight. Harris between the rings, goes far side, drives in, goes from the block. It's no good, but he's fouled. And the foul is on Steele. I think whoever can establish something inside this last 6 minutes might win this ball game, John.
I think you're right, and I think that's what Laverne, really what Chris Chambers wants them to do. And for some reason, they're not getting that done. Reese is coming in, and maybe he'll provide a spark. It's really close. Free throws are going to be big here in this one as well.
Harris missed the first, but gets the second one. It's a 2-point lead. This is as close as Siegel has been in a long time. It was 10-point lead at the half and 4 unanswered to start the second half. Now Harris with the steal off the left block, off the glass, won't go. Rebound, Brandon. They're going to wave off any attempt, but he's fouled and a chance for Siegel at the foul line to tie this thing up. That is on Sparks, and DeLorean Sparks is done.
And one of the big reasons for this Siegel comeback is the rebounding, 32-19, and they just on the offensive glass, they have just kept it alive each and every time down the floor.
Robert Brandon was pretty warm himself early. Shot it, got it. 14 points for Brandon. 61-60. Siegel Stars. Brandon with another. Shot it and got it. We're tied at 61. Have to say, I saw this coming. Every
yes,
other game tonight, except the first one, has gone down to the wire. 5:50 to go in the game. Full court press here by the Stars. Mason and Sutton playing catch in the backcourt. Pass up the floor, stolen away. Gooch down to Brandon Lampgood. Stars lead. In the backcourt, Reese over to Mason. They get it across the timeline, and Laverne sets. Bounce pass inside to Dial. Glides in. Basket counts, and he's fouled.
Another example, you got to get it to him inside if you're going to get him to score. And that came and went right to the basket and then got a big basket here and a chance to regain the lead for Laverne.
Foul is on Brandon. I have that as 4 on Brandon, and so does the clock. So Robert Brandon with 4 fouls. The plus 1, no good by Dial. Rebound, Reese missed it. Gooch with the board, tied at 63. Another 3 ball, this one by Harris. It's no good. Rebound, Reese has it for the Wolverines. Reese to Johns, now back to Reese. Glides in, the 6-footer, no good, but there's a foul. There's been a foul every time, it seems. Every trip down the floor. That's the second foul on Trayton Harris. So Reese will go to the line to try to break this 63 all time with 5:07 left in the game. It's up and good. Reese with 5 points. Dial leads Laverne with 18. Reese's second shot is no good. Rebound, Harris. Laverne leads by one. Harris down the floor. In the backcourt, or front court now, they give it up in the corner to Gooch. Make that Jones. Jones and Gooch are both in the game now. Jones to Burton, penetrates, glides in there, flips up a shot, going baseline, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is on Reese. That is his second. And Aiden Burton to the foul line. Burton with 4 points on the night. Make it five. Eight Siegel Stars have scored in this game tonight. This to break the tie. It's good. 65-64. The winner plays Blackman in the championship game Tuesday night. We'll host a region first round game. That's how big this semifinal matchup is. In the backcourt, bounce pass up to Mason. Flip over to Sutton, and Sutton's going to be fouled by Clark coming up the floor. Charles Clark with three. We have long since been in the bonus, so a lot of free throws to shoot. Charles Sutton at the charity stripe. Hasn't scored since the first quarter. He does now. 7 points. The second one to break our 65 all tie. No good. We remain tied. Tipped out of bounds by Siegel. So it'll be Laverne basketball. And they will inbound far baseline. Johns gets it in, driving the lane. There's going to be a foul. And we'll check it for you.
Really?
It's on Trayton Harris. So at the foul line, Reese for two. This one's good. Well, this was a fast-paced game until we got into this free throw shooting battle. Reese will have another one. Laverne leads by one. Shot it, missed it. Rebound cleared out by Damian Clark. To Harris, flip over to Gooch. Turn, spins, gets free in the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Kamen Dial. Well, he really battled for that rebound. Sutton looking up the floor. Sutton passes over far side to Johns. Now back to Sutton. 4:10 to play. Laverne leads by one.
They really shut down Johns in the second half. He was hurting them pretty big time in the first half.
Reese flips back out, finds Johns underneath Mason. Lost the ball. Burton gives it up over to Clark. Charles Clark still in the backcourt. Now a foul on Marquise Johns. That is the ninth team foul on Laverne, and will send the Stars to the line for 1-1. Steele comes in. Reese goes out. 3:49 to go in the game. One would tie us again from Clark. He's got to have that to get the second one to try to take the lead. Clark with 23 points. Only one of those is a free throw. Well, now make it two.
Well, if it comes down to free throws, Siegel's got a big advantage there because they have shot very well from the free throw line.
Second one for Clark. This one's good. Barely rippled the twines on that one, and a timeout on the floor. Siegel leads 67-66 with 3:49 to play in the game. We'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, the name you know, the jeweler you trust.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care. Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, wear your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Slowing down.
They've got three locations now, you know that?
I know.
Sam Ridley out on Medical Center Parkway, Sam Ridley Parkway, and over by the college, yeah.
Expansion, nothing like it.
Saw Miss Melanie Davenport tonight, as a matter of fact. 67-66. Stars lead with 3:40 to play in the game. Laverne basketball. Johns playing catch with Sutton. Now back to Mason between the rings. Sutton. They're looking for something back door. Just have a sneaking suspicion. Sutton, Mason makes a great play, climbs the ladder to pull that one back in. Sutton, over to Johns, right wing. Now Mason looks over the three, nothing there. Siegel playing a 2-3 zone, it looks like. Mason for three, it's short. Rebound right underneath Johns, and there's a foul. He missed it. Didn't get the putback either, but he's going to the foul line. Siegel foul is on Dominique Gooch. That's his third. Brandon going to come back in, John, with four fouls, looks like here.
Going to need him down the stretch here.
Johns hits the free throw. We're tied again at 67. Brandon back in. Johns to break the stalemate. It's good. 15 points. Trayton Harris crossing the timeline. Glides in, gets free, missed it off the block too hard. He goes down hard too. Laverne with a numbers advantage. Sutton drives the lane. He missed this one. Rebound, steal, bounces three times and falls. Steal with eight. A three-point lead for Laverne. Burton drives the lane, goes in off the right block. He is hammered. I mean, he is absolutely clobbered.
Probably hear that from up here.
Foul is on Dial. It's his second foul. Boy, when he fouls you, you know it, don't you?
Made no doubt about that one.
Aiden Burton at the line. Got to keep it close. Really, either team. Burton's first one is good. He's got seven.
They've hit their last eight.
Burton with another. Shot it and got it. Almost automatic. Laverne lead is one. Mason to trigger the inbound. Length to the floor to go for the Wolverines. Trying to get back to the championship game in back-to-back years. Ball tipped away. Laverne turnover. Brandon in traffic. Has to run down the loose ball in the corner. To Harris. Pull-up jumper. Yes, sir. Trayton Harris cans one from about five. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Stars. It'll be Laverne basketball. Laverne trailing Siegel now, 71-70. 2:14 rather, to go in the fourth. It's a chess match now.
Well, Laverne really not doing a very good job protecting the basketball. The press has hurt him the last two or three times down the field.
Mason over to Sutton, gets it baseline and now brings it back outside. Johns to Mason, turns, spins, gets it into Reese, high off the glass, banked it in. Isaiah Reese, he's got 8. Laverne back out in front by 1. Minute 40 to go. Harris between the rings. Comes near side. Glides in there. Nothing there. Cut off. Back out to Clark for 3. No good. Think somebody got a piece of it. Saved inside to Clark. Gooch going up. No good. Rebound. Kamen Dial tipped. Ball loose. Brandon has it. Drives. No look. Clark. Yes, sir. And there's a foul. Are they going to count it? Come on. The foul, offensive foul, they say. I didn't know he was going to call that. I thought they were going to call jump ball. Brandon with the foul, and he is fouled out.
That was a turn of events. Changed the complexion of the game a little.
So with 1:20 left in the game, Robert Brandon is fouled out. And we've got a timeout on the floor. With a minute 20 to go, 72-71 Laverne. We'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hi friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves City's Drugstore. And tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show, and coming up is the Prentice Ossipegan Air postgame show.
It's rapidly approaching. Laverne with the ball and a one-point lead, a minute 20 to play. Robert Brandon just fouled out for the Stars. In the backcourt, Sutton. Johns crossing the timeline now to Mason. Back to Johns. Going for the steal. Charles Clark, it's rolling on the floor. Saved over there to Sutton. Sutton down low. Steal goes up. Got the basket. Steal with 10. Three-point lead for Laverne. 55 seconds. Harris doesn't take the three, over to Gooch. Now back to Harris with 50 seconds. Harris between the rings, glides in the paint, no look. Over in the corner, Gooch for three, no good. Rebound tipped up, Clark has it. And there's going to be a foul on Laverne. Foul is on Kamen Dial, his third at the foul line. Some pretty big ones. Charles Clark.
You're exactly right there. This will get it to a one-point game, and see if we can do about anything. They can call a timeout after they hit it.
Clark hit that one. 74-72. 40 and a half seconds left in the game. Clark another one. Shot it. Got it. 27 for Charles Clark tonight. Laverne leads by one. Mason inbounds to Sutton. Back over to Mason. Up the floor. Now there's a foul. Gooch fouled. Dominique Gooch with his fourth. And that's going to send Johns to the foul line. And Laverne has struggled from the charity stripe tonight.
15 of 24 tonight. Down a little better toward the end here. Johns is a pretty good free throw shooter.
Hits this one.
It's probably the guy you didn't want to foul of all the players out there on Laverne.
The lead is 2 for the Wolverines. Sackowin, this one's good. And a timeout on the floor. 1 minute break for us. Laverne leads by three with 35 and a half seconds left in the game on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And come see us at Animal City and let our friendly, knowledgeable staff help you with all of your pet needs. To keep your pet protected, we carry a year-round supply of flea and tick medications. And while you're here, be sure to check out our small animal department. Chances are we have the perfect new family member waiting for you. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
From Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Well, Harris has the ball, 27 seconds for the Siegel Stars. With 23, Siegel trails by three. Burton to tie it up, no good. Rebound, Gooch has it. He's on the floor, gives it over to Harris, and a timeout, I think, Siegel with 15.8. Siegel got the timeout called. Gooch went down hard, rolled around. It's going to be out of bounds for the Stars.
I think he rolled over top of the basketball, you know, and that can really knock the wind out of you.
We'll take 30 seconds here, and we'll be right back. Siegel trails by three. Laverne leads by three. Back in 30 seconds.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared grates, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple-glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information can be found online at GoPrimeTimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com. I could spell it for you, but don't have enough time.
Newly redesigned, by the way.
Newly redesigned, yes.
Siegel to inbound the basketball. Burton. Far baseline underneath his basket. It'll take a three to tie it. Burton to inbound. Harris, there's going to be a foul. Harris is going to go to the foul line, and only a few tenths of a second rolled off the clock. Foul is on Johns. Maybe not a bad foul if you're Laverne.
I'm thinking probably you're right, and I don't know if they intended to do that or not, but to prevent that three, they foul him, and
Harris's first is good. 76-74. If you're Siegel, you got to get the ball back. If you're Laverne, you wait on the foul. Second one's good. Jones is back in for the Stars.
They're going to foul pretty quickly here. I don't think they're going to let them get the ball down the floor.
Mason, the long pass up to Steele, over to Dial. Dial turns, spins, and goes back to the far wing. They can't get to him. Mason with 7 seconds. Val Jones fouls Mason with 5.7.
Well, that was a pretty alert play. They threw the ball down the floor. And by the time, and then Dow raced down the floor as well. And then Kamen did a good job of not trying to go for the basket. He just kind of dribbled on out there. Took off another 5 seconds off the clock.
Two shots for Mason. Alford hits the first.
Probably a guy, if you're Chris Chambers, you want at the free throw line. Still plenty of time, however.
Mason will have another. He hits them both. Timeout Laverne with 5.7 seconds. We're going to keep it right here for this one. 5.7 seconds on the clock, 78-75. Siegel is going to have one chance to get down the floor and get a three off to try to tie us.
Brian, on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, games tonight. Riverdale defeated Smyrna in the first game in girls action, 80-50. Riverdale advances to the championship round. Blackman, boys, barely got by Smyrna, 45-44 in a game you did. It was a tremendous ball game. And Blackman advances to the championship game, plays the winner of this game tonight. And in girls action, Blackman girls lost to Oakland girls, 40-38, another tie game. They've all been tied tonight with the exception of the first one. And they've all been kind of right down to the wire, and this one is no exception.
Three-point Laverne lead. Length of the floor to go for the Siegel Stars.
Got a question. Do you foul Siegel before they get the ball down the floor?
Well, you might. Jones, baseball pass down the floor, intercepted. That's it. Not going to foul, or do they? They do foul with 2.2. Mike Steele intercepted the long pass, and he's going to go to the foul line. If he hits one, that's going to put it out of reach. I guess the only glimmer of hope would be a three and being fouled. Steele shot it, missed it. Needs to hit one. Steele. Eyes the goal. A big deep breath, and it's good. Steele with 11. Pass is made in. Jones from midcourt. No good, and that's it. It's over. 79-75. 79-75. Laverne moves on. And we'll play the Blackman Blaze in the championship game. 79-75. Siegel has Smyrna in the consolation game on Tuesday night. Hope you'll stay with us. We're going to come back. We'll give you all of the stats in this game and also kind of set up what's coming up next. A quick Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show, and then we'll get you to the tape delay broadcast of the Lady Raiders and Raiders versus FAU from earlier today. We'll be right back and continue State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS in just a moment.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
When you call to report a claim, would you like to hear this?
Thank you for calling our claim center. If you have wrecked a blue car on Tuesday, press 1. If you wrecked a red car on Thursday, press 2. If you'd like to talk with a real human being, call your mother.
I'm Doran Claiborne, president of Farmer Brothers Insurance. If you have a claim, you'll get our personal attention to make the claims process as simple as possible. Call our office for insurance needs and you'll hear,
"This is Farmer Brothers. How may I help you?"
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
We'll go the extra mile.
What does it mean when we say going the extra mile? This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care. For us, it means showing you exactly what it will take to fix your vehicle before putting unnecessary labor into the job. It means being honest and fair to our customers. Going the extra mile means checking tire pressures, lights, and other extras with a standard oil change. We look forward to visiting with you at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family, too. Hi, this is Lori Sane-Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at GoPrimetimeSports.com, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Postgame Show, a recap of tonight's game presented by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.